Auto.com. Get in the game.
Here we go.
Good afternoon and welcome into the game. I'm Tyler Dreiling, joined by Mitch Fortner. John Kurtz is doing K-State baseball later on this evening, and you'll be able to hear that right here on News Radio KMAN, although you will hear from him over the course of the show. If you missed yesterday's edition of Wildcat Insider, John had some thoughts on Frank Martin and South Carolina reaching the Final Four. I'll play back what he had to say at 5:10, and then I will react to it at 5:25 with some things that I certainly agree with him on and certain things that I want to be added into what he had to say about South Carolina and former K-State basketball coach Frank Martin going to the first Final Four in program history. So we'll talk about that today. You'll also hear an interview that John did with Cole Manbeck, our Powercat Game Day blogger, coming up later in this hour. Some Big 12 basketball news as a notable player from a notable team is going to be transferring and is on the move. We'll talk about the NCAA tournament as a whole. Jabroni of the Week to finish off the show, and a really special treat, just an example of how excited Missouri fans have suddenly gotten about their basketball team. That's going to be coming your way in the second hour as well. If you want to give us a call, 537-1350, 866-776-1350. Mitch, how was your weekend?
It was fun.
You do anything fun?
Yeah, did a little pro wrestling ring announcing in Mount Hope, Kansas.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, it was great.
That's like your dream profession there,
it
right?
It is. I mean, on a bigger scale, yes.
Well, yeah, not in... Where did you say it was?
Mount Hope.
Where's that?
That is a little bit to the north. It's like 30 miles south of McPherson, straight south.
Okay. All right. Yeah, a little bit bigger stage maybe, but overall, that has to be a good time for you. Well, that's good. I can tell you who didn't have a great weekend. That was the...
Florida.
Well, Florida didn't have a great weekend.
And
fair.
Kentucky.
And Kentucky.
And,
Kansas.
I'll say it for Jabroni of the Week, but...
Kansas didn't have a great weekend. But the Big 12 in general is actually what I was leaning toward. But, yeah, I mean, Florida and Kentucky, you can throw those in there as well. Although Florida winning the way they did against Wisconsin, that was, at that point, the game of the tournament. And then it was topped by Kentucky and North Carolina the way that game finished. We finally got some good buzzer-beating finishes. It took us until the second weekend, but we finally got there. But, no, I want to lead off today's show talking about the Big 12 because now, I can't say that I was a total buyer into the idea that the Big 12 was the best conference in basketball this year. I thought it was a possibility. And I suppose you could still make that case because the only conference they would really be competing against for that spot would be the ACC, who only got one team out of nine that got into the tournament. Only one team got to the second weekend. But if you're the Big 12, at this point, you've got to be wondering when the big breakthrough is finally going to happen and the Big 12 is going to emerge on the national stage. Kansas won the national championship back in 2008, and since then, only two Big 12 teams have made it to the Final Four. Kansas did it again in 2012 when they finished runner-up, and Oklahoma did it last year, and that's it. And you could actually go back further than 2008. In the last 13 tournaments, the Big 12 has three Final Four participants. And I never felt great that the Big 12 had a ton of Final Four options this year other than Kansas. I mean, I thought that Baylor would be capable of going on a run, West Virginia potentially capable of going on a run, but I wouldn't say that I expected them to get there. But it just gets old seeing these teams lose in either the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight. West Virginia did put a good scare into Gonzaga that did go on to make the Final Four in the Sweet 16, and that was a decent performance from Bob Huggins' team. But just getting to the Sweet 16 as a top four seed, you're not going to be totally satisfied with that. And then the way Baylor lost to South Carolina, and we'll talk a lot more about South Carolina. They've proven themselves to be a very good basketball team, but you look at the pure talent level of South Carolina. It's good. It's really good, but it's not elite. It's certainly not anything that Baylor should have been defeated by 20 by, if that makes sense. Baylor has that elite talent, that NBA level talent. They've got length all over the floor. I thought that Baylor would have a pretty good chance to win that game, and not only did they not win it, but they were really never a factor in the game whatsoever. And that was disappointing to me as a Big 12 fan. Again, putting aside my feelings for Frank Martin and seeing South Carolina advance, and we'll talk about that more in the second hour, but if you're just cheering for Big 12 teams, I thought that that was a horribly disappointing performance. And then it's followed up the next day by Kansas losing a virtual home game to Oregon, which, again, Oregon, very good team. They've proven that at this point. But we were sitting here the last show of last week talking about how KU, in defeating Purdue the way they did, had established themselves as potentially the best team in the tournament. John had said best team in the tournament by a wide margin, and I had said they had at the very least, had the best tournament, had performed the best out of any of the 68 teams up to that point. And Oregon punked them. Oregon punked Kansas in that game, which I did not expect because I really didn't like that matchup for the Ducks. But they didn't really have much of a problem beating Kansas.
Well, let's just say this. Oregon whooped KU.
I mean, they did.
I'm telling you, they whooped them.
Well, and
how
you,
terrible is KU from three?
You,
awful.
You sound rather pleased or at least not upset about
that. It's more
that.
Surprising than anything.
Yeah.
You don't get to say that very often, but it also happened an hour away from Lawrence. Maybe not
less
even
than
an
that.
Hour.
Less than that. Yeah, you can get there, I think, like 40 minutes you can get from Allen Fieldhouse to Sprint Center. And it was, at least according to the people that were there, 85-15 KU fans or 90-10 KU fans. I mean, early in the game, when it was a very competitive game, a columnist for the Kansas City Star tweeted out that he had never heard Sprint Center that loud out of all of the times that he's been there. And that includes NCAA tournaments that have been held there and, of course, Big 12 tournaments that had been there. He said he had never heard it that loud. And Oregon just took over that game. And I think that it really is a black eye for the Big 12 at this point that they can't get it done, not just over the course of now 13 years that they've only had three teams getting in, but you have this opportunity where your league champion is the number one seed. They have everything in front of them. I mean, they've got a relatively easy road as far as that's concerned. Again, I don't want to take anything away from Oregon because they were a very good team, but Kansas was the 7-point favorite. I mean, that Kansas, over the course of the entire season, had been a better team than Oregon, and Oregon had lost one of its top big men on the entire roster right before the tournament to an injury. And so I was just stunned by how poor Kansas looked in that game, by how poor Baylor looked. West Virginia, it's a little bit more excusable, but that was in the Sweet 16. I thought that overall the Big 12 had a really terrible weekend after we made such a big deal about how cool it was that three of the league's teams had managed to get to the Sweet 16. They just had nothing to follow it up.
Well, I said before the tournament started that I felt there wouldn't be a Big 12 team that would make the Final Four. I just happened to be correct. I'm a little surprised I was correct because I thought as well as you and John did that KU would be the team to get in after what they did to Purdue. I was incredibly shocked how they dismantled Purdue like that. They should be in the Final Four right now after that game. And Oregon did something nobody else could at the point, is figure out a way to beat a really good team. South Carolina, really, in my opinion, was the only one that really was able to do that, really dismantle a team, especially late down the stretch, and that was against Duke in the first weekend, in the round of 32 game. But, I mean, there were some close calls for the Big 12, but they got by that. That's where I was actually... I thought the Big 12 maybe improved from previous tournaments, maybe went a little bit deeper because there's teams like Baylor and Iowa State. Those two teams the last couple of years have been bounced pretty early, but they still found ways to win this year.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that it was an improvement from last year. I think that that's fair, but you can at the same time say that overall it's a disappointment, as we said here, the Big 12 yet again not putting as many teams into those Elite Eight games or into the Final Four games as maybe we would have expected. And, you know, Oregon, when you look at the statistics from that game, they only shot 7 free throws, only had 12 assists as a team. There were things that they did not do particularly well, but it didn't matter. I mean, Kansas, what you mentioned, their 3-point shooting, they were 5 for 25, 20%, and they came in as one of the best teams in the country in that category. They just did not look like Kansas. I thought that there were – multiple times in the second half when it was still a competitive game or a game where you thought that KU, okay, here comes the run. Here comes the run. Oh, no, here comes the run. There were a lot of those moments, and when KU got those looks, those open shots, they just were not falling. Now, the discussion about Bill Self and his failure in the Elite Eight, he's now 2-7 in his career in the Elite Eight, including 2-5 at Kansas. That's a little bit different discussion. I think that there is some fairness to it, just because that is a pretty sizable sample size that you're looking at, 7 games that he's been at that level. He's also failed to get to the Final Four with so many one-and-done players, including presumably this year Josh Jackson, but he didn't get there with Andrew Wiggins, Cliff Alexander, Josh Selby. I mean,
fire him.
Sheck Diallo.
Fire
all those
him.
Guys. I believe tomorrow when John is back on the show, we are going to have a Tweet of the Moment segment with Fire Bill Self tweets that I saved from over the weekend. Those are funny. Those are really funny. But
86 them.
But I do think that there was simply a situation in this game where KU just wasn't hitting shots and it wasn't necessarily all coaching. But in any case, it was a bad weekend for the Big 12 and bad weekend for K-State fans if you were paying close attention to South Carolina. And I know that there are a lot of positive thoughts about that as well, being very happy for Frank Martin, which are totally justified. We'll talk about that more in the second hour. When we come back earlier today, John had a chance to catch up with our blogger, Cole Manbeck, to talk to him about the NCAA tournament, Frank Martin, all of those different things. You'll hear that conversation coming up next on The Game.